As planners and politicians map out the post-war reconstruction of Iraq, thousands of protesters marched on the streets of Washington, D.C. today to voice their opinions about the U.S. military intervention there.
Stop the occupation!
Impeach Bush!
Impeach Bush!
Impeach Bush!
Stop the occupation!
Stop the occupation!
Impeach Bush!
Many streets in the nation's capital were blocked off as anti-war protesters marched past the offices of organizations they say support an unnecessary war. But other demonstrators voiced their support for the war effort and for the U.S. troops fighting in Iraq. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been out in Washington today watching some of the demonstrations. Andrea, what did you see?
Hi, John. Well, I've been at both demonstrations today. Currently, I'm at the anti-war demonstration where people are filling the streets for several blocks, and they're marching around with signs to say, stop the war, and money is going to Halliburton, and so on. Over at another protest that is closer to the Capitol building, people were supporting the troops in Iraq. They were singing patriotic songs and waving American flags, but that was a much smaller rally than the march through the streets of Washington.
Mm-hmm. And the people who opposed the war in Iraq, have their signs changed at all since the protests before the beginning of the war?
It is an interesting phenomenon. The signs have changed from no war to stop the occupation. I think they are protesting the United States military being in Iraq after the war.
And how would you describe the mood of both sets of protesters?
The mood here is somewhat angry. I mean, the anti-war march has passed many corporate offices of subsidiaries of Halliburton and Bechtel and other corporations that stand to profit from the reconstruction of Iraq and government contracts for that. Over at the Support Our Troops rally, the mood was definitely a little lighter.
Mm-hmm. And I presume there's a police presence at both rallies. How have they been relating to the protesters on both sides?
Well, there's a much, much larger police presence at the anti-war march. Part of that is that when you march, you have to have more police to protect the actual marchers from traffic and vice versa. But there is a report that there was some kind of, quote, skirmish, that word being used by the Metropolitan Police Department, between a few police officers and some of the protesters, but there have been no arrests.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook in downtown Washington, D.C. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, John.